We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big 3 at 3, number one.
All right, with all of the negativity happening and surrounding the Houston Astros, a little bit of positive news coming out. George Springer, the center fielder, who I believe the most clutch bat in the lineup, is back tonight. However, Michael Brantley, it can't all be good. However, Michael Brantley is sitting out tonight due to his quad. Jose Altuve will get the scheduled day off, as we talked about yesterday. So Altuve is out. George Springer playing as the DH, leading off again as Michael Brantley sits. And, of course, he's not 100% because he has the quad injury.
I love it. Get George Springer back out there. Get your big sticks back out there in the lineup and lean on him heavy, man. I mean, George Springer's got to come out. He's got to come out, hot. It's time that if they can get him rolling. Obviously, Altuve gets his day off to get his mind right, get him back rolling, get Brantley healthy. Essentially, at some point down the road, Jordan's going to be back and get this lineup back right and see if they can't make a push into the year.
Yeah, it's good to see him back because earlier this week, we were hearing hand specialist. We were hearing he was out and meeting a hand specialist, and that is like, well, hell, man. If he's meeting a hand specialist, it may be more than what you thought. Good to see him back. And I don't know about you, Clint. It feels like this is saying something to me. This is saying that Dusty is in a bit of panic mode. Because yesterday Dusty came out and said, we want to give him an extra day off. Today to go into their natural day off Thursday and then bringing back Friday.
Yeah.
Dusty said, to hell with that. No, man, we need you right now. We need you to come in. They're feeling it. They're feeling it. I think if they win that game yesterday and Garrett Stubbs didn't go rogue on his own, I don't know if George would be playing tonight.
Yeah, I mean, these are games that you got to believe that the Astros got to go get. At this point, they put themselves in position to where they got to go get games. They can't afford to lose games that they should win at this point in time. And I would think Brantley being out, Altuve being out, that's with no Jordan Alvarez. I mean, those three guys not being in this lineup drastically changes things. If you were to add Springer to the mix, you might as well throw the towel in with this game. So at least George Springer, Alex Bregman, Carlos Correa, Yuli Gurriel. I mean, you've still got some guys in there that are capable of carrying the team at least versus the Giants.
Yeah, they got it. They need to win this series. They cannot lose this series at home. I know there aren't any fans, but they can't lose this series at home to the Giants. Real quick, man, any concerns about Michael Brantley? He's out. This is the second time in the last week he's been out due to the quad injury.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, he's a big part of this lineup and a big part of the success the Astros have been able to have as of late. So, yeah, there's some concern there. But when it's a quad, I just think it's the inability to run at this point in time and cover in the outfield is clearly a problem. And so it's one of those things where it's probably better off giving him some rest to get the quad right. You've always got his bat. If you need it late in the game, you've always got his bat to bring it off the bench in a pinch-hitting situation.
Big
Big 3-3, number two.
This is even better news coming out of Houston. Dusty Baker, as he spoke with the media earlier today, and he says Yordan Alvarez is very close to rejoining the team. It could be a couple of days. Clint, this is huge news for the Astros to have one of their biggest guns, a feared guy in the middle of that order, to come back and be on that team. They need him.
Yeah, they need him desperately. I mean, they need that young energy in the lineup. Not to mention, obviously, the dude is ridiculously talented. Anything at this point to get a spark, man. And look, we've talked about it. I don't know what the hell they're waiting on. If getting live at bats is that important in Corpus Christi with what's going on in Houston right now, come on, man. Bring the young fella on up. Let him get them live at bats here. Let him at least get those swings, you know, four or five times a night against real major league pitchers in real game-like situations. I just get him down here, man. The Astros need him.
The Astros are struggling in so many areas, and their margin for error is really, really thin as opposed to what it has been in the past. And if you don't believe us in the need for Yordan Alvarez, when his own teammate, leaders like George Springer, have this to say and this impact, this is how you know the Astros really need a spark like Alvarez. And George Springer, as he spoke earlier,
impactful bat. So, you know, to have a guy in there like that, you know, hopefully that can lengthen out the lineup a little bit and add a spark or two.
Come on, talk to him. Talk to him, Captain.
That's right, baby. They need a spark. He's a spark. Alvarez coming up in a couple of days. And see, this was my thinking of Brantley. It's when Alvarez comes back, we know where he's playing. And if Brantley is struggling with a quad injury, there's the DH spot is no longer there for him to be able to be used there. You need him in the outfield.
So this is enough of what pisses me off about the Astros is that, I mean, we're really in a position, man, where if you can just hang on, like just hold the fort down, man. You got Alvarez coming in. Litmus Diaz will be healthy at some point in time. You will get some arms back in the bullpen. You've got some veterans down in Corpus that'll eventually get here out of the bullpen. And I know they may not be the guys that you feel like can go out there and just you can really hang your hat on. But it beats the hell out of what's there. You've got a couple of young guys that have really turned the corner in Christian Javier and what's my man's name?
Oh, Brandon Belak, who was
Belak, obviously, last night. but my lefty.
Oh,
you're talking about Blake Taylor. You're talking about, no, that's not who I'm talking about, though. Valdez.
Oh, yeah, Framber.
Framber Valdez. I mean, you got some young guys that are really stepping up to fill that void, man. If you can just hold the fort down, Dusty, and put the, when this team puts themselves in position to win a game, you got to help them win a game, man. You got to just hold the fort down until these other guys get healthy, and the Astros will have a chance, man.
And to more to what you're saying, Adam Spillane, Jose Urquidy, Brad Peacock, and Chris Davinsky all pitched off mounds today. They are coming up. But I do. I think they should sit Michael Brantley as long as they can, so he's right. Because he's got to play in the outfield. You got to have his bat in that lineup to really make it what you think this lineup can be.
Yeah.
And because Alvarez ain't playing in the outfield, we know that his badass knees. He's not playing in the outfield. Got them OJ knees.
He can't. I mean, I hate to say that, but damn, Straw Dog ain't been real. He ain't been real convincing out there in center field.
I've about had it with Miles Straw. I'm just gonna put it out there.
That's some of the.
I'm at a crossroads.
You love some speed, man. And you can't hang in.
But I'm over. I am over. Miles Straw. I truly am.
Big 3-3, number three.
I don't apologize for it. All right, Clint. This is interesting. The NFLPA and the NFL have reached an agreement to continue daily testing through September 5th. This is also from Tom Pelissero and the NFL Network. The NFL told clubs today that positive rates of COVID-19 tests among all players and other Tier 1, Tier 2 personnel through the first 2 weeks of training camp has been less than 1%. But daily testing will continue until further notice. I think it's a smart move.
Hell
remember,
yeah.
They said after 2 weeks, if it's under 5%, they go to every other day. I think this is actually a smart move to continue. Continue to September 5th, because then you give yourself as much confidence leading into your first game of the season, which is the Chiefs and the Texans September 10th.
This is well done by the NFL and NFLPA. I mean, you get something in place that allows you to get into training camp, allows you to get team control of all the players and what they're doing on and off the field, give all the coaches and organizations an opportunity to address their team and make sure all the players understand how important it is that they follow all the protocols and give yourself an opportunity to revisit at a later date. The NFL did that. They clearly have a good thing going. They revisit it. They push it to September 5th to test every single day. This is how you get things restarted. This is how the NFL, and I know they hadn't played any games yet. I know they hadn't even started contact yet. But, man, they're doing a hell of a job in terms of getting guys in camp, figuring out what the dynamic is of COVID-19 in the NFL and every single organization. It appears that as a whole, these guys are doing a great job.
Yeah, we knew. We've talked to people, and we'll have Sean Pendergast on a little bit later, who is down in the bubble live at NRG, getting access that we're the only station in town getting this type of access. We'll get an understanding. As the Texans, they've had zero positive tests. This is like 13 days now. They've had zero positive tests. But it was my biggest concern was they're testing every day. Then they're going to let the players go, and then they're going to test every other day. There is some concerns that could potentially happen. I think it'd be smart for them to test through September 10th. Just test through so your week one is strong, because your week one is there and you won't have any guys.
It wouldn't surprise me, Show, if they didn't do that. I mean, if you're going to test up to September 5 and your first game is September 10, what kind of sense does that make? I mean,
I think
I would imagine that, and maybe the NFL doesn't necessarily mandate that, but I would imagine that the Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans will have something in place at that point in time to where they keep the routine up that appears to be working so well.
Because the worst thing that would happen is if real attraction players in that Texans-Chiefs game tested positive.
Well, how nervous you think Bill O'Brien and Andy Reid would be on Saturday?
Bill?
Or on Wednesday night when they're sitting there on Wednesday. Because that's the...
How nervous is Roger Goodell? How nervous is Roger Goodell loses one of his...
Well, the NFL will survive one or two guys. You know, it's the outbreak or the big spike. I'm just thinking in terms of here you are, you've done all this work. You've been flawless to this point, and it's Wednesday night before a Thursday game, and you're sitting there waiting on all the results.
But it would be a scary message to the rest of the public if Roger Goodell had Patrick Mahomes test positive and he wasn't able to play in that game.
Man, look here, I'd like Pat Mahomes would go to sleep in his locker. Like, Pat, all right, bud, you made it to week one. You can sleep in your locker.
Right here, baby.
Starting Monday
right
morning of the game week.
Stay in the stadium.
You're
right
staying
here.
In the stadium.
Got your nachos.
Yeah.
Hey,
we'll get you all. We'll get a king-size bed in this joint. We'll get you an old-school water bed if that's what you want.
Oh, thank you.
Baby.
That is awesome. Yeah,
you bet, Pat.
All right, who has the advantage in the AFC South? Because this is really important. Who has the advantage in the AFC South when it comes to having no preseason games this season? I think it's pretty obvious, but we'll discuss coming up next.
Texans training camp is happening now.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
You know, as we talk to Sean Pendergast every single day at 5:15, as he's live at the bubble giving us access.
I'm jealous.
That nobody else. Are you?
I'm jealous.
I know you are. They're wearing those vests. I can't wait to hear him.
Sean makes me jealous a lot of the time. There's a lot of things I'm jealous about. But one of them currently, right now, what is today? August what?
August. I need to know. It's the
13th.
My wife's birthday is in 2 days.
Yeah, you might want to.
God, what am I getting there?
August. I sit August 12th, and I'm jealous as hell that Sean Pendergast gets to go behind the walls, inside the bubble, watch practice every single day. Gosh, dang it. That was my food. I look forward to this time of year every year to get over there and watch training camp, man.
Yeah, he's with us 5:15 each and every day. He's live at the bubble.
Yeah,
only
you keep
10.
Reminding me of that.
Only 10. Only 10, Clint. Good God.
Hey, what do I got to do to get in that 10? That's
you
my goal.
Been the 11th?
No, I want to be one of the 10. I want somebody to get kicked out of me to get in.
That's sick. That is. That's like, I want.
Hold on. There's
trying to push.
There's 10 tickets out there.
You want one of them to get kicked out? That's meaner than
there's
you.
There's 10 tickets out there, and I want one of them. That's my goal in Houston at some point in someday.
What are you, Charlie, from the Willie and the what is it?
Yeah,
something in the chocolate factory.
Charlie and the chocolate factory.
Yeah, but is Willy Wonka?
Isn't Willy Wonka in there somewhere?
Willy Wonka.
Get it together, you two.
It's Willy Wonka.
Oh, Sweet Cheeks and Teabag. Would you two get it together?
You kiss my ass.
You just had to bring Teabag up, Show. You just had to do it.
It was a natural.
You're pretending to be on my side, but you just casually slipped that in there.
That is not true. That is not me. I am desperately on your side. It is not. Don't talk about sides. You two gang up on me daily.
Look here, anybody.
And everyone listening knows it.
T, I'll call you whatever
what
you
I
want.
Deal
anybody
with.
That'll walk in here in a Favre jersey, that's my guy right
I
there.
I wasn't going to put him out there.
I'm a huge Brett Favre
fan. I didn't understand
fan.
That jersey. I didn't understand that outfit.
Okay, the Texans didn't exist until I was 12.
I'm not coming at you about the shirt.
You ain't been fitting that shirt since you were 12. So
No.
That is a great point, Clint. That is a fantastic point.
I didn't mean to call you. Brett Favre is a Hall of Famer. I mean, Brett Favre is – that's a man's man. I mean, that's a damn – if I were going to wear a picture of his penis to people,
that's a man's man.
Well, you sure you bring
it
that
really
up.
Penetrates it a little bit harder.
Super Bowls, he's one of the best quarters, a Hall of Famer, and you bring up taking pictures of his penis.
Why did he do it?
That's about right.
I mean, God bless Dina.
Why? What do you mean, why did he do it?
I'm not.
Why do you know all these athletes' wives' names?
I do my research.
It's strange, ain't it?
Dina stayed with him. Dina stayed with him.
You know, who was the side piece? What was her name?
I forgot her name, but it's out there.
Show only knows the why.
I don't worry about her.
But the point is about you, T. The point is that I appreciate the Brett Favre love that you
have. I didn't understand it. I was just saying it to myself. I didn't want to feel like I was being
I don't
an
understand
a-hole.
You wearing that Tennessee orange polo in here again, knowing how much I hate Tennessee, but you do it. I don't
now
need
see,
to understand
you,
everything.
Now see, that's you. That's you still dealing with demons because it could be Astros orange white, right? It could be Astros orange.
Good point.
Right? You're dealing with it now. You're putting in Tennessee. Do we?
You're not an Astros fan, though. Remember?
Can you always have that at the ready? Can you have Rocky Top for him?
No, don't you?
Whatever.
Do it.
Can you have that at
don't
the ready,
do
please?
Don't see, I don't know if
Tyler
I can do
won't
that,
do
man.
It.
Don't do it to me.
Tyler
T.
won't do
I know
it
where you live
because
T.
it's his hero. Because this is his hero.
I just don't want to be called Teabag.
That damn song
show.
Gives me nightmares. See, that's the worst day of my life.
I'm the one who stuck up for you and not called you Teabag. He's the one pushing it. He put it on social media yesterday and pushed it. And you can't play a little Rocky Top?
The dude just said it was the worst day of his life. You got to draw the line somewhere, man.
Worst day. Worst and best day.
See, that's just disrespectful.
Yeah, he's hating.
Rocky Top will always be. Home,
you want me to mute him, Clint?
No. Do you have the?
Woo!
Do you have the song? Do you have the song for the 3A high school over in Kansas that we can play that got him his junior year?
Did they make a song for that legendary national title they won or state title?
5A, thank you very much. And yes, Tony Temple made me roll my ankle in the hole in the third quarter of the game.
Rub some dirt on it.
Oh. And you know what Teresa said to me? You wear too many pads. All them pads on there, you can't move around.
Teresa didn't raise no punk.
Teresa gave it to you.
I had a neck roll. I had it all. Oh. You're wearing all them pads. You can't move around.
Yeah, neck roll and the butt pad, boy.
Oh, man.
Safety first, then teamwork.
That's right, man. So shout out to you in that Brett Favre jersey. You know what? I'm inspired by you. I'm just going to wear an out-of-nowhere jersey tomorrow.
It's not out of nowhere.
It is.
I grew up a Packers fan, and I love Brett Favre.
I don't know.
That's good taste. What jersey are you going to wear?
It'll be a surprise. I've got a few in the holster. I got a Patrick Ewing jersey that I bought that I just
Is it going to say Miss James on the back of it?
Savannah James.
Savannah James on the back of it. Is that what you're going to put on the nameplate?
It's really disturbing how much you know about these dudes' wives.
I'm a big fan. What? I'm sorry. He's like a brother to me. I mean, in my mind.
Oh, Jesus.
Gloria. You know, Gloria.
I don't know
mother.
What was on the rundown for this
you
segment,
know,
but it's gotten
mother.
Deep.
No,
I just liked your Brett Favre jersey. That's all.
I appreciate
I done got
you,
hit
bro.
In the face with Rocky
you.
Top.
See?
I mean, I just like your jersey.
Look
Bob.
Where it comes. And now you're back on his side. You never even played. I am so disappointed in you, Tyler. You are scared to play Rocky Top. Did you see? The look in his eye was like
scared.
You were walking back there and firing.
It's a respect.
It's respect for my bro.
He doesn't respect you, does he? Teabag, right? Is that respect?
What if we walked in every day and played the song that you got slapped to in that shake joint that night? That's what we played. Remember that night when you got, remember that night you got aggressive and you got slapped?
It was Young Jock.
Yeah, play that Young Jock so it takes him back to one of his worst memories of his childhood.
I made a mistake.
Yeah, so did I. I left the ball on the ground in front of 100,000, and you want to play the song.
Well, you
their
brought
fight
it up.
Song,
you
jackass.
Brought it up. You brought it up.
You're terrible.
I'm not. All right, this I believe this is what.
Look out, Show. Hey, Show
she slapped
flinched.
The hell out of me. She slapped. You know that slap that knocks your glasses off to the side?
Hey, I bet you looked at your boy and was like,
oh,
what just
happened? That ain't me, man. I don't know why I did that, but I deserve that smack. Text in right now.
Somehow I believe that.
Yo, 713-572-4610. Text in when you've been slapped at the club. Have you ever been slapped at the club? Mm. I want the name of the club and what you did. God, man, that was a tough night.
I don't think I've ever been slapped at the club.
You've been a professional athlete your whole life, Clint. Of course you've never been slapped at the club.
It, right? I'd like to think it has
you
more
ran
to do
Fayetteville.
With
Fayetteville. Of course we know you. Any club you went to in Fayetteville, they were crawling for you. Yeah, well, right? Shove it in our faces.
Well, I like to think it was more because I didn't get aggressive with a bottle in a shake joint. But yeah, it could be because I had
up.
Some special treatment.
Did you hear that, Tyler? Come to my side, man. You remember what I was dealing with in college? Freshman 27 that I put on, and I had for some reason
you
I was
gained 27 pounds.
I
your
felt like
year.
It, man. For some reason, I love stripes, and I'm big, and that's a terrible thing to wear stripes. And I just kept wearing.
Oh,
them.
I thought you meant stripes at the gas station that serves great food.
Stripes across. Almost got kicked out of school several times.
You did. How long did it take you to figure out that the horizontal stripes wasn't your deal?
Teresa had to really have a heart-to-heart with me one time again and said, that's not flattering to your...
What Teresa do? Hey, baby, come here, and sit down. We need to have a talk.
Wearing all these damn stripes. You're 290, son. Wearing all these damn stripes.
Oh, that's painful. You're straight.
It don't even count now, really.
Golly.
God, you could have owned this. You could have owned this.
Oh, what a bad day that was. I had 102 or 103,000 leaving.
They'll never forget
leaving
the
stadium, walking out of the stadium, man.
They'll never forget the night at Neyland Stadium.
Turn it off. Damn it.
When it got away from Clint's.
I'm going to have nightmares tonight, man. Hell with you, Tyler.
Oh,
I'm done with you, Tyler.
Screw I just
you.
Can't win with
Screw
y'all,
you
man.
And Brett Favre.
Oh.
And the Tennessee Volunteers.
I'm with you on that one.
Oh Lord! If you thought this was bad, there's some. This just came.
Sports Radio 610. Breaking news. Powered by Radio.com Sports.
Breaking news.
Brought to you by the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference. Go listen at Radio.com/Dell.
This is just in: Rockets guard Russell Westbrook. Is out the next two games, will be reevaluated before the playoffs. He suffered a quad strain. He is out the next two games and will be reevaluated before the playoffs. So we'll see if Russell Westbrook will be ready to go for the Rockets.
Man, for the playoffs. Don't do that, right? You scared me right there when you started with that Westbrook stuff. Two games don't scare me. He was going to sit them. He better be sitting them two games.
Well,
anyway.
We'll see if he's going to go at the start of the playoffs start after those two games.
The Rockets can get by the Utah Jazz without him. Set him the first series.
What?
Set him the first series.
Hold on. What? You're there. Set him the first series.
I'm there. Get that quad right, man. Don't push it.
Hold on, Clint.
Get Gordon back. Gordon put up 50 on them boys before COVID-19 hit. Just get Gordon back and run with that in that first series.
And, Tyler, you just nodded your head like, great point. Eric Gordon hasn't played
I
in
forgot
weeks.
About that performance. I'm not saying they should sit
Look, it,
Westbrook.
It was just a fact. I mean, it wasn't a bunch of I thinks. It was just a fact. Get Gordon back out there. He put up 50.
Show, you're on edge, bro.
I'm not on edge. That's
he hadn't
just,
eaten this morning. He didn't eat lunch before the show.
We got to get you some sugar, man.
I don't need no damn sugar, man. Don't need no damn sugar. I'm just saying.
Now you've lied in this segment.
There's nothing now?
You've offended everybody in the room, and now you're lying to us. You don't need any sugar.
Honestly, 713-572-4610. I have got to hear this. Clint Sterner upon the news that Russell Westbrook has a quad strain and is out the next two games and will be reevaluated for the playoffs. Responded with sitting the first round because his confidence level in the Houston Rockets has through the roof that they could defeat a team in the first round without
Utah. Utah, to be exact.
Do you agree with that? Are you okay in saying, you know what, they can get past Utah by sitting Russell Westbrook? We'll get into that next.
Texans training camp is happening now. Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner
and the show.
All right, this just in, Houston Rockets medical update. Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey announced today that guard Russell Westbrook underwent an MRI in Orlando for a quad injury. The results revealed a strained quad muscle in his right leg. Westbrook will be out for Friday's game against Philadelphia, and his status will be reevaluated before the playoffs start next week. So, Russell Westbrook is unquestioned as some of the Astros juju has slid into Orlando and taken place with the Rockets.
No! God!
Russell Westbrook, in a very important piece, could be in jeopardy at the start of the playoffs. And when I pose this question to Clint is, let's just rock, baby.
All good, man. He was probably going to sit these two games anyway, getting ready for the playoffs. It's one of those deals where if Eric Gordon is back, assuming Eric Gordon is back, which we'll see him for the first time tonight in the restart, right?
It was a scrimmage. This will be the first time.
Yeah.
As they take on the Pacers. Yep.
So obviously we'll see what they look like tonight without Westbrook. Either way it goes, he was going to sit. But I got to believe that he was going to sit these two games anyway. But quads are, man, we see Brantley dealing with one right now with the Astros. Those could always be a problem. This is one of those deals where with Westbrook, if you've got to set him a couple of games into the first series, then so be it. I mean, right now it looks like it's going to be Utah. Obviously, it's not something that you want to do, but I believe that you've got enough firepower on the offensive end of the floor, assuming that Eric Gordon comes back and he's healthy and P.J. Tucker can shoot and can get back to his old self, then I think the Rockets could weather this storm at least for a couple of games into the first series if they had to.
Wow. Text line 713-572-4610. Man, Clint, I don't know, Tyler, you may disagree with me. I don't know that I feel confident that this Houston Rockets team is good enough to just go into a seven-game series without Russell Westbrook. You're good, you're right. They have firepower, especially Eric Gordon's back. He's got 7 points in the first quarter to start as they're playing the Pacers. But I like, even with Eric Gordon there, you talk about the Jazz, the Thunder, or the Nuggets looks like would be one of their opponents. I'm not certain that I believe the Rockets are at a place where, hey, man, you know, no Westbrook, we can get by in this first series. I don't feel that way when I watch them. I think he is hugely important.
I'm not real confident of what they're going to look like without Westbrook. But my point is if it's a quad, there's no sense in rushing him back. You should be able to hold the fort down versus Utah for a couple of games. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to go win the series. There was some tongue in cheek in that in the last segment. I don't think it's a good idea that they go into a series in the NBA playoffs with anybody without Westbrook. But the point is quads, man. I mean, that's something that if they try to push him back in game one versus Utah and he strains it again and it becomes a problem deep into that series and then maybe into the next series if you're able to win without him. I mean, I would rather play a game or two versus Utah in a series without Westbrook if he's tender in that quad and you're risking injuring it again. That's my point is it's Utah. You don't have the Clippers. You don't have the Lakers in the first round. You've positioned yourself better than some teams. are better than you damn sure could have if you just slipped to the 7 or the 8 seed. And so to weather that storm, if he's got to miss a game or two, then he's got to miss a game or two.
713-572-4610. Where are you at on this? Do you believe the Rockets can survive even any kind of series, even if he misses a few games, a couple games, without Russell Westbrook against either the Jazz, the Thunder, or the Nuggets? Listen, man, I tell you, maybe I don't get a read here. 713.
What are you worried about them missing?
He's their second best player and arguably their most important player, and he is a big time. I think they need.
I understand all that.
They need those two guys.
But what about his game? Like, what does he bring to the table? You don't think the Rockets will be able to score without him?
I'm not saying they can't score without him, but hell, it puts all the pressure on James Harden to make sure that he is scoring, and it's not. That's not always been a great recipe in the playoffs.
That shouldn't be a problem for James Harden. That's James Harden
and the rest of the team.
James Harden has been the primary scorer for the Rockets for 18 years.
Yeah,
that shouldn't be a problem.
It's been 84 years.
That shouldn't be a problem for James Harden. When I look at it, what are the Rockets not? I understand they're better with Westbrook, and I understand if they're going to make a championship run, they need Westbrook. And I understand he brings the push the ball up the floor and play really fast, and that's the best version of the Rockets. But without James Harden, without Westbrook, are we concerned that the Rockets can't – are you concerned that the Rockets can't score points?
Score points? Not that they can't score points, but it's more than that. I think I am concerned, one, that all of the offensive load in terms of scoring, playmaking – is all on James Harden, and what they've been wanting to do was to play fast and get away from just putting in his hand and him holding it and everybody knowing what the offense is going to be. I think it hurts that, and there is a level of intensity that the rest of the crew feeds off of from Russell Westbrook, and I think he may be your best rebounder when you go small ball the way you do, and defensively, I think it hurts you. Yes. Damn it.
So you think it's a noticeable difference between Westbrook and Gordon on the defensive end of the floor?
Westbrook and Gordon?
That's who would play the two guard, right? That's who would play Westbrook's spot, right?
To me, yes. I think Russell is a better defender than Eric Gordon. Yes. And I think he's obviously an overall better player than Eric Gordon. Playing the Suns or something like that, yes, but Utah, I didn't know we were in a place here in Houston where the Rockets could play the Jazz, the Thunder, and the Nuggets, and you feel pretty good without Russell Westbrook being in the game. I did not know that we were in that place. This person here said to me, GD show, calm down. It's all going to work out. When the hell did Rockets fans settle on it's all going to work out?
Well, when did that happen? There's no doubt that they're better with Westbrook. But, if we've established that we think now more of the load's going to be on Harden, that's what happens when one superstar's out. They've got to score points. We both agree that they can shoot it as well, if not better, without Westbrook in the game, assuming that Gordon comes back and he's healthy and he can play. So you lose the tempo and energy element, which is very, very important, and you lose a rebounder on both ends of the floor that Westbrook that everybody knows what the hell Westbrook can do on the boards. I think the Rockets can still win. I don't want them to play a 7-game series with that situation versus anybody, but I don't think it's panic mode time if they have to start the series versus Utah Jazz without Westbrook. They can still score points. They can still run the floor. Not as good. Now, I understand that. Harden can't take a night off. Harden's got the pressures on him to score. He can handle the pressure. It's not a panic button for me.
713-572-4610. That's a good word to use. Starting a series for the Rockets, panic mode. No Russell Westbrook. You in panic mode. I already know the answer to this, Tyler. But when you hear this, Russell Westbrook out, first couple games against the Jazz. Let's say that's who we pick. First couple game against the Jazz. Panic?
I'm pretty scared of the Jazz right now. I'm not going to lie.
You let him shame you into that, by the way.
No, I'm serious.
You let him shame you into that, by the way.
Listen,
Clint,
that's his
real.
Tactic, right? Is if he keeps hammering on you, eventually you'll just out of fear, you'll start agreeing with him. That's how guys like this do it. You didn't realize that,
I could tell with Tyler when his eyes that time said he was telling the truth.
Oh, now,
his eyes.
This is how he gets to know LeBron's wife and everybody's wife, by the way. He looks deep in their eyes.
His eyes said, I'm telling the truth. He is nervous. We've been saying Russell Westbrook has been the potentially most valuable guy on this team since they started to go to small ball. And now he's out?
He's out for two meaningless games, and the point is, if it's an injury to where it's even sensitive at all in the beginning of the Utah Jazz series, I'm not worried about it.
I got you, man. That's good confidence, baby.
You bet.
I like that. I know a lot of Rockets fans are saying, "Hell yeah!"
Now, if Gordon's not healthy too, then you got some problems.
If you're just tuning in. Daryl Morey, Rockets general manager, announced today that Russell Westbrook underwent an MRI in Orlando for a quad injury. The results revealed a strained quad muscle in his right leg. He'll sit out the rest of the two games today and against Philadelphia on Friday, and then will be reevaluated right before the playoffs start. And as Adam Spillane, our Sports Radio 610 insider, said, the start of the playoffs for Russell Westbrook could be in jeopardy. And then he went on to say this, which also doesn't make me feel better if I'm a Rockets fan. Boy, you might have to really look at Austin Rivers to take a jump.
No!
Man, Austin Rivers just put up 41, didn't he?
Yep, see, that's what I told you. What I tell you? What I tell you the other day, I refused to let Austin Rivers make me think something silly, and now Westbrook is out. Maybe that's where people are hanging their head on.
You'd be all right. Just knee-jerk reactions. Just let your emotions settle a little bit before you make your mind up how you want to address this thing. You'd be all right. Come on, man. It's two meaningless games.
I'm not talking about these. I'm talking about the playoffs.
Well, I know what you're talking about. I understand that. Hell, I mean, since when did Daryl Morey start giving injury reports?
I think it's that type of player, the GM or the coach will come out. He probably just told Mike, I got this one.
Mike, I got this one. You sit it out, Buck.
You sit this one out, baby. Mike, here, you just keep concentrating on the team, man. I got this one, Mike.
I'll get these likes on Twitter. I'll get these retweets.
I got this one. Someone just texted in from the 936. This feels like Chris Paul versus the Warriors all over again. All right, I'm not going there. But we'll see. Like, can we ask this question, Clint?
Utah ain't the Warriors.
Of course not. Now, Donovan Mitchell is
We're
nasty.
Talking about yes. Utah.
God, man, now see, if I were to say that, if I were to just down Utah like that and the Rockies start struggling, you would start to say that thing that you say that you try to blame me on.
Oh, show curse?
It's not
I mean,
such
we're talking about Utah, and we're talking about a possibility that Russell Westbrook may not start the series. A possibility at this point.
Tyler,
it's not time to panic, man.
You know, I've been hitting the head a little bit. Who did the Rockets lose to in the playoffs last year?
Last year?
Maybe in the last couple of years. Hadn't Utah gotten them? Didn't Utah knock them out?
No.
Did that Utah? Maybe that was just Westbrook. Maybe that was OKC. Was that not Utah?
No.
Don't just push Utah down like this, like they're nobody.
Utah ain't knocked them out of the playoffs?
Don't just push them down like this, like Utah's nobody. Like they could just rock. They could just roll through the Jazz.
He's really on one today. He's really on one today.
Can I pose this question, though?
Sure.
Russ had set out for the quad injury. Why? He had been sitting out before. Why he play yesterday?
Well, I looked up at the TV yesterday when we were on air, and the Rockets were down, I don't know, 17, 18 points in the third quarter, and I thought, why in the hell is Westbrook still on the floor? But that hindsight's 20/20 got us right here.
But if he had an injury like that, I don't know why they didn't just sit him out to rest it the rest of the way.
Houston eliminated the Jazz last year, man.
Did they?
4-1.
Did they really? Houston got in the second round?
They've lost to the Warriors damn near every year for the last 18 years.
Did they get in the second round?
Steph Curry chewing that stupid mouthpiece.
How could I forget that?
Never forget.
Yeah, last year was all the Warriors that they came limping into Houston, and the Rockets should have won. The year before was Chris Paul, and the Rockets should have won. They've been eliminated by a dynasty the last 2 years.
I was thinking about Westbrook. Westbrook got eliminated by the Utah Jazz. Well, hell, you know what? Fine. You don't need him. You don't need him. I just never thought we were in that space. That the Rockets didn't need.
Nobody said that. You said that. You said the Rockets don't need a guy. Nobody said the Rockets didn't need a guy.
I'm fine with them. They're good. They're cool. No panic.
This guy.
No, I'm just repeating what you said.
I said I wasn't going to panic over a report that a guy was going to miss two meaningless games.
You've turned it into that
they can win a championship without
Westbrook.
Now
you're turning my words around. I'm not saying that they're. I'm not panic about the meaningless games. I'm talking about the potential
Let's
start
see what
of the
Nick's
playoffs.
Got to say. What do you think? What do you think Nick has to say here?
Go ahead, Nick. What do you have to say? Go ahead, Nick. Rockets may be without Russell Westbrook to start the series. Are you panicked or not?
No, I'm with Clint. I think we should be able to hold them off for two games. If we can't hold the Utah Jazz off for two games without Russ, what are we going to do when we get Russ back when we have to play the Lakers and the Clippers? That means we can't even beat them with Russ if we can't hold off Utah for two games.
Preach, Nick. All right, preach.
Man. All right, man. I didn't know the confidence level was that high in Houston with this basketball team, with their history. I guess as long as it's not the Warriors for you, huh?
The fact that it's not a dynasty. Yeah, the fact that it's not a dynasty.
Or San Antonio when James just absolutely disappeared.
I mean, man, wait till my old stuff, man.
Just telling you. I thought that old stuff was why
people
feel the way. That
was 2015, wasn't it? What was it, 2015?
I thought that wasn't that
long. Going to make me angry. I can't remember when it was, but that was the worst.
I'm just saying.
I know what you're doing.
Hey, you know what? I love it, man. I'm with you. Blah, blah, blah. The Rockets will find a way to lose. This is just another excuse for them to fail again from the 2-8-1.
Man, I bet he can't wait. I bet he can't wait to wake up tomorrow, be excited about sports being back. I mean, damn.
All right, we get a 2-8-1.
You just went 4 months without sports, and that's what you got? They'll find another way to lose it. That's it?
But that means he's right back in it. He jumped right back into how he is.
I'm just glad they're not running it back with the same old, same old. At least they're trying to do things. Just they're going to find a way to lose it, huh? Odds are you'll be right because everybody can't win a championship, but that's a hell of a way to wake up every morning.
Oh, yeah, but someone texted in here, show we need him, but you can handle Utah without Russ.
Yeah.
All right.
I agree.
Playoffs.
I agree.
I hope for the great people in Houston that one, they don't have to see that, and that Russ comes back and plays in the playoffs. But for you, if that does not happen, I hope you're right.
When they win game one with no Russ, can we come in here and talk about it? When they win game one versus Utah Jazz, can we come in here and talk about it?
Yes, we can talk about it. Okay. We can talk about it. Relax, show. I don't get you, bro. The Rockets are a legit contender. Your boys at NRG suck, but you're all excited about them. I'm excited about the Rockets. It takes a bit of a damn turn if Russell Westbrook's not available. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if that doesn't make any sense.
You just got a hair trigger.
I'm sorry.
Your panic button has a hair trigger.
I'm just sorry. We came in here, they changed the whole team for him. He was the reason they went small ball. He was the reason that they made the move. Yeah, and then he impacted it in a major way. Played like an MVP level once they changed it. Now he's gone and you could just beat the Jazz. No problem, Clint says.
Yeah, he's got a small strain in the quad, no big deal, man. The panic button, just ease off the panic button a little bit. Let's see what happens.
Clint, show's got the craziest look in his eye.
Yeah, he's heated. He's in his pot stirring mode today. I know what's going on.
I'm not.
He's just stirring, playing Rocky Top, overreacting to
now, that was
to
pot
Westbrook.
Overreacting to Westbrook potentially being out.
You didn't like what my boy
playoff.
Nick when he called in what he had to say because he didn't
Nick.
Agree
Nick
with you.
Call back.
You tried to shame Tyler into agreeing with you more often.
I'm not either. It is
another day in a life.
I'm just saying
we're here with you, show man.
No, you're
we're
not. Here. Shove it.
Speak
I know
for yourself.
People. Yeah, people. Now you're. Wow. Okay. They're on right now. Don't send people to me. All right, coming up, Clint's football at 4. Get your football fix. That's coming up, Nick.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.